job as Bryce done in those two practices, kind of leading the team, stepping into the starting role?
He's done a good job. I mean, Bryce, obviously, even though he hasn't started since, you know, going to be this week, yeah, he's in every meeting and he's preparing like he has to play. So, you know, Bryce has done a good job, especially in walkthroughs. He's continuing to go over stuff and make little changes here and there with the receivers and the running backs and as far as the passing game. So, you know, I told him, you know, when I'm back there, I'll help him with some of the small things that he has to remember. I know he has to think about a lot before the play, not only calling the play, but what's going on and what coverages and stuff. So whatever I can do to help back there, I'm going to, you know, try to do that.
Todd was saying how Josh is still around the team a lot. He's actually going to kind of assume a player coach role. You've known Josh for mm-hmm. quite some time. What is it about him that makes him a good coach aside from just being a player?
I mean, yeah, that's not surprising. What it is that, I mean, he's been in the league 15 years, so the knowledge of the game is you know, at the highest right now. It's nothing that is really going to surprise Josh that a defense is going to do. So he can help the quarterbacks and help Bryce out, you know, by being around the team at practice and just small nuances of the game that he knows as being a long-time, you know, quarterback in this league.
How hard is it playing the dome?
How hard is it?
Yeah,
it's tough. It's loud, super loud. So communication is going to be key. That's one of the main things, even when you're not in a loud place, is communication and being able to communicate, you know, between plays and stuff. So everybody's got to get the right call and be on the same page, and that's hard when it's noise. So that's why we practice with the noise as well.
It's a little harder when you got a younger quarterback who hasn't dealt with that kind of
It's hard in general.
Mac, you need to be, you touched on it a while ago, but just a little bit more vigilant when you have a younger quarterback or an inexperienced quarterback in terms of being more mindful and giving him a little bit more in-game help.
When I'm back there with Josh, I don't really have, there's nothing I need to really tell him. I know he, like, sees exactly what I'm seeing, and the same thing with, you know, I'm seeing the same thing he's seeing, so... you know, with Bryce right there, it's, you know, I haven't been back there with him a lot. And same thing with all the rest of the running backs. I mean, we've all been starting with Josh. So we're going to have to, you know, if there's anything that we can take off for his plate to make it easier, no matter how small it is, you know, we can do that, whether it's with protection or just talking back there through different looks and watching film together and stuff. So that's what we're going to have to do.
You have to be kind of careful to also, like, be helpful but not overload him, because I'm sure he's getting...
Yeah, I'm not telling him what to do or how to do it. It's just something that you make known that you see something. Like, if I see, you know, the guy in the slot cap, you know, by the safety, I'm like, okay, the slot's cap, you know, he may be blitzing. And so that's just small things like that. Or if there's a motion that's going to, you know, that's in the play that he might have forgot, it's like, hey, move the Y over or something, you know. So it's just easy things like that just to take a little something off of his plate.
Can you talk about when you first got here, you liked the offense, the West Coast offense, and what John brings? Can you talk a little bit more about what John Morton brings and how he helps you get involved?
I mean, from the running back standpoint, it's just if you're a running back who plays on third down and can catch the ball and can run the ball, it's, you know, the type of offense that you want to be in. It's just for a versatile type of running back, you can run routes, you can catch. You know, you can be involved in the running game. You can be involved in the entire offense no matter what.